The fifth poem in the Wilderness series I have written in response to paintings by Adam Bolter, which can be seen on exhibition at St. Margaret's, Westminster, throughout Lent, is of Paul blinded being led into Damascus. The painting has very beautiful colours and a sliver of crescent moon, which of course the key figure Paul cannot see. And you see him tenderly, hesitantly being led, stooping a little. He who had so much been, until that point, a leader himself. I tried to get a little of the feel of that into this poem. So, Paul, blinded, being led into Damascus. He cannot see the crescent moon, but feels this night's wide wilderness. He is afraid and holds the hand of one he used to lead. Through folds and shadows where the moonlight falls, he holds his counsel, but still holds the road as it winds northward. Rounding a last bend, Paul senses each slight change in scent and sound. A gradual Damascus just ahead, whose pre-dawn hush is filling him with dread, for what awaits him there is his true end. Slowly, from Ananias, he will learn to touch the body and to break the bread, and as the scales fall from his eyes, discern how love himself has risen from the dead.